Torah 101. Welcome back to our study through Shemot, Exodus. This time, chapter 14, verse 15. Adonai asked Moshe, "Why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." About this idea of Adonai asking Moshe, "Why are you crying to me?" The Midrash tells us that it can be compared to a king who had a son who had provoked him to anger, with the result that he sentenced him to a severe punishment. The instructor of the king's son sought to appease the king, but was met with this response: "Is it not on behalf of my son that you are entreating me? Well, I have already become reconciled with my son." Beautiful ancient parable describing this situation where Moshe appears to be crying out to Adonai that the Lord would save his people, that the Lord would protect his people from the Egyptian army. And in a way, the Lord is saying, "I'll take care of it. They are my children. My firstborn son is Israel." And also there in verse 15, Adonai says to Moshe that the people of Israel should go forward. Beautiful statement. Rashi said this about this verse. He said, "They have nothing to do but to travel forward, for the sea will not stand in their way. The merit of their forefathers and their own merit and the faith they had in me when they came out of Egypt are sufficient to split the sea for them." We remember Yeshua speaking of faith the size of a mustard seed. God sees their faith, though it was a simple and a new faith, a renewed faith of their forefathers. Yet it is enough for God to move and to separate the sea for them so they can walk through. "Lift your staff," verse 16. "Reach out with your hand over the sea and divide it in two. The people of Israel will advance into the sea on dry ground." God having the ability, having authority over the natural system, the natural world. Again, we see this in the life of Yeshua and his calming of the waves. The mighty ocean, the Red Sea, that is roaring, its power overwhelming. The storm on the Sea of Galilee, those Galilean fishermen unable to deal with it and to get out from it. These are the obstacles of life that we deal with. These are pictures. These are lessons for us. "As for me," verse 17, "I will make the Egyptians hard-hearted, and they will march in after them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army, chariots, and cavalry. Then the Egyptians will realize that I am Adonai, when I have won myself glory at the expense of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his cavalry. Again, here there is this persistent intention from the Lord that he wants to show his superiority to the Egyptians over all of their multiple gods. Verse 19, next the angel of God, who was going ahead of the camp of Israel, moved away and went behind them. And the column of cloud moved away from in front of them and stood behind them. Rashi said, when it became dark and the pillar of cloud delivered the camp to the pillar of fire, the cloud did not go away as it would customarily go away completely in the evening, but it moved away and went behind them, the Israelites, that is, to make it dark upon the Egyptians. Verse 20, it stationed itself between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was cloud and darkness here, but light by night there, so that the one did not come near the other all night long. Again from Rashi, he said, this can be compared to a person walking along the road with his son walking in front of him. When bandits came to capture the son, the father took him from in front of him and placed him behind him. A wolf came behind him, so he put his son in front of him. When bandits came in front of him and wolves behind him, he put his son on his arms and fought them off. In a similar way, the prophet depicts the angel protecting Israel when they drew near to the Red Sea. Beautiful parable. Verse 21, Moshe reached his hand out over the sea, and Adonai caused the sea to go back before a strong east wind all night. He made the sea become dry land, and its water was divided in two. Then the people of Israel went into the sea on the dry ground, with the water walled up for them on their right and on their left. The ancient rabbis taught that one man, Nachshon, jumped into the midst of the waves of the sea, followed by his tribe, that is, Judah. Therefore, the tribe of Judah merited the kingdom. In other words, through Nachshon's leap of faith into the water first, the tribe of Judah, therefore, was elected that the Messiah would come from him, that tribe. Nachshon being a picture of the self-sacrificial Messiah, our Lion of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua, who went first on our behalf to part the sea that separated us from God. The ancient rabbis asked, how is this possible? This idea of them going into the sea, and at the same time it says upon dry ground. And if they went upon the dry ground, then why does it say into the midst of the sea? They said this is to teach that the sea was divided only after Israel had stepped into it and the waters had reached their noses. Only then did it become dry land. Another ancient rabbi said in a discourse, he said, the daughters of Israel pass through the sea holding their children with their hand. And when they cried, they would stretch out their hands and pluck an apple or a pomegranate from the sea and give it to them. For it says, quote, and he led them through the depths as through a wilderness in the Psalms. Just as they lacked nothing in the wilderness, so also in the depths they lacked nothing. This is what Moses said to them. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing. They were never in need of anything. They had only to mention a thing, and it was immediately created for them. From the legends of the ancient rabbis, interesting insight. Legendary, of course, but it just adds to the fullness of the picture. So the people of Israel enter into the midst of the Red Sea, but they had to step into it before it would part. Important lesson in faith, that faith requires our action. And it's through that action of stepping out into the calling that we begin to see God move. Faith activates the hand of God. It's not sitting still, it's moving forward, traveling forward. As God told Moses, they have nothing to do but to move forward. Stop crying out to me. Just step out. The Egyptians continued their pursuit, verse 23, going after them into the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry. Just before dawn, Adonai looked out on the Egyptian army through the column of fire and cloud and threw them into a panic. He caused the wheels of their chariots to break off so that they could move only with difficulty. The Egyptians said, Adonai is fighting for Israel against the Egyptians. Let's get away from them. Torah 101 Daily.